Report: Washington trans identifying male inmate had sex with female prisoner in cell. By Amy Furr on March 24, 2024. A male felon in Washington state who identifies as a woman is accused of having sex with a female inmate in a prison cell on March 14. The National Review on Friday cited an incident report about a trans-identifying male inmate that said a corrections officer at the Washington Corrections Center for Women, WCCW, discovered 35-year-old Brian Kim, who goes by Amber Faye Fox Kim, having sexual intercourse with 25-year-old Cinceray Marinerton. Officials deemed the encounter an infraction. A hearing is expected to take place regarding what happened. The review article also noted the prison used to be a place where only women were housed. Meanwhile, a Washington Department of Corrections (DOC) worker told the review there is technically no consensual sex allowed between inmates, but the state has been mitigating the sanctions on offenders involved. If both offenders call it consensual, then they seem to be getting into less trouble. Kim was initially being held at a men's facility in Washington before being transferred to WCCW by officials due to the DOC's gender inclusion policy. The review report also highlighted the reason why Kim was sentenced to life in prison. Kim was found guilty in 2008 of two counts of aggravated first-degree murder in the stabbing of his father, Richard Kim, and the bludgeoning and strangulation of his mother, Terry Kim, the spokesman review reported. Kim killed his parents at their Mount Spokane home on December 5, 2006, as they returned from work. After attempting to clean up the murder scene and hide his parents' bodies in an outbuilding, Kim went shopping the next day, using his father's debit card to withdraw $1,000 from his parents' account. On what appears to be Kim's blog titled Amber Faye Fox Kim, The Musings of a Trans Woman in Prison, he wrote about mental health and prisoner activism that works. It is important to note that officials with President Joe Biden's D administration have been pressuring states to allow men in women's jails. UPI reported recently that the Utah Department of Corrections repeatedly discriminated against a transgender inmate on the basis of her gender dysphoria disability, resulting in the woman performing dangerous surgery upon herself, federal prosecutors said. The Justice Department has been investigating the Utah prison system after receiving a complaint from a transgender inmate who accused the state of denying her equal access to health care services, the outlet said. To read more articles about women's prisons, please click here.